XO Takeover.
Hey guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of XO Takeover, and I am joined with a returning guest, Stargirl Holly. Welcome to the show.
Hey everybody, I'm so glad to be back.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling amazing and ready to talk about the weekend because that's my favorite thing to do.
Well, for those that may know, Stargirl Holly was on season one last year and back again. Yeah. Are we going to get you for season three as well?
Well, I think that people will have to keep an eye out for that.
So, you know why we're here, but for those that may not know you, do you want to introduce yourself a bit?
Yeah, for sure. So I started my Instagram account, it's called Stargirl Holly, in 2023. So that was about 2 years ago over the summer. And I just love making content for the weekend. I used to make TikToks on my TikTok, but I've now moved more to Instagram and I make a lot of reels and just silly things. I'm kind of goofy. And the weekend has actually posted me on a story. That's like my claim to fame right now. It's like the day before Halloween last year, he posted me on a story, and that was the best day of my life. I was freaking out. Like, it was insane. And yeah, that's what I do.
You also catch up to me on followers on Instagram.
I am. It's like, we're in a race right now. Like, who can get to 2?
I'm hoping it's me, but a part of me thinks it's me.
It probably will be you. It probably will. But we'll see. You never know. I could have a reel that blows up. I swear. The reels that I post that I expect to get like 20 likes end up getting like 15,000. I'm just like, how does that happen? I don't know.
I think a post of mine where I've just posted pictures of official issue, I think that's reached over 400 likes.
I saw that one.
Yeah.
I saw that.
But at the same time, the reels I'm posting, they're getting, I think one of them's at 2,500 views. But none of the people are subscribed, and it's like, why?
It's like, what are y'all doing? Why are you watching and not following?
Exactly. You know, if everyone who was subscribed to my YouTube, subscribed to my Instagram, subscribed to my YouTube, we'd be in a much better place right now.
It's okay. We gotta build our way up. We gotta just keep going along. I mean, to me, I don't do it for the followers at all. I just wanna engage with XO, and it's been such a lovely experience. I've met so many awesome people and that do so many creative talents. So it's been just a really cool journey to be on.
I'm a bit 50-50 because the more followers I get, the more people I can engage with that are XO.
Yeah.
And the more people I can get these out to.
Right.
That's the main point of XO Takeover. I want every XO fan to, like, connect and join together with these conversations. And that's why we're here today.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's just get straight into it. You know, Hurry Up Tomorrow is out. It's been, as of this recording, it's been 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah, 2 weeks.
It's been, you know, well into this era. So, in typical fashion, I've got a few questions regarding that. And then at the end, as people will know, top five and why. I want to kick it off with, what are your thoughts so far on Hurry Up Tomorrow?
That's a deep question because I keep listening to it and I can't stop. And I think the best way to listen to it is in order because those transitions, almost every song has a transition. And I love it. It's like ear candy when you listen to it. It's like, oh my God, I can't wait for it to go into the next song. And so I feel like I've listened to it in full maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 times, which is not that much, but I've been busy, but I love to just listen to it all the time in the car with my AirPods on, walking to class, about to go to sleep. I'm listening to it because, to be honest with you, it could take the cake for being my favorite album of the weekend. I don't know yet. Still pondering on that. Get back to me in like the end of the year, but I love it. It's so good because to me, it's so much more complex than just an album. It has this whole storyline behind it that The Weeknd has been building since the beginning of his career. So for it to be the end of The Weeknd, and as XO, we know so much more about what the lyrics mean and the story being told. So we just like feel that energy coming off this album. And so I really love that about this album particularly because it's got a real story behind it.
I remember, I think me and you were talking just as the album came out and texting on Instagram. And the one thing I do remember is Reflections laughing. And the surprise Travis Scott feature.
Oh my gosh. Did I send you that video of me freaking out? Like, I was so goofy, but like that shocked me. I was like, what? Travis Scott? And then like the song was so slow in the beginning, it wasn't giving me like a rapper's gonna come on this song. And then he just came out of nowhere. And I was like, whoa.
So, going, do you think that's the best feature on Hurry Up Tomorrow?
No, Lana Del Rey, all the way. Like, are you kidding me? I love Lana. I love Lust for Life. I said this in season one. Love that song. So for Lana to be back, the true star girl, I'll give her that title, to be back in a song, and the song was so beautiful. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? The Abyss. She made me cry for real at the end of that song.
I am still waiting for someone to say like Travis Scott or Future or Cherry or Florence and the Machine as their favorite feature. Everyone has said Lana Del Rey, which I'm not judging.
Well,
She was amazing. We need to give Travis Scott and Future, and we need to get everyone
we do, yeah.
the flowers. I do see where everyone's coming from, the OG star girl coming back. This
Yeah.
is their best feature together, though.
Is it their best feature together? No. I think Lust for Life was way better. I mean, that song, I don't know, something special about it. And the music video with that song too, when they were dancing on the Hollywood sign. I don't know. And in that song they were more singing like together. And the song, it was kind of just Lana popped on the end and Abel had some vocals. So it was beautiful, but it wasn't as beautiful as Lust for Life because I just love when they like bounce off of each other and they're singing together. So maybe they'll make another song and maybe that will conquer Lust for Life. I don't know.
To be fair, I'm surprised you didn't say Stargirl, seeing as your name is.
Well, okay, yes, but it is just an interlude. And if they make an extended version of that song, it will take the cake, trust me. And I will still scream at Abel, please make an extended version of Stargirl interlude. Please, we need it. We need it.
Well, I mean, Starboy does turn 10 next year. Maybe we'll get like a special
Ooh, I
Stargirl.
hope so.
But we'll Hurry Up Tomorrow. The themes of the album, what themes do you get when you listen to this album, and what do you think he's trying to convey towards the listeners?
It's really deep. It has such a complex meaning, but when you really look at it, the story that he's been telling is he's being reborn, and he is being reborn as himself, who he is as a person, Abel Tesfaye. And so this character of the weekend that he's been going through and building up through After Hours and Donna Femme and now this album is coming to an end. So it's a closing of that chapter. And the music videos are actually portraying it very well. I've enjoyed watching. Cry For Me actually just came out yesterday, the music video, which to me, that video didn't add so much to the story, in my opinion, as Red Terror or what was the other one that he released? Red Terror has a music video,
Open
and
heart.
then Open Hearts has a video. I loved Open Hearts. That was a continuation from the previous music video where he was in the ambulance, and I loved seeing that. And then those like demons are like watching him. So this album really carries a dark feeling to it. It's almost scary. No, it is scary. When he rips the baby Abel rips his face off in the end of Red Terror, that was very disturbing, to say the least. But the way that he closes it off too with Hurry Up Tomorrow as the song, wasn't expecting that vibe at all, but it pulled it all together. And then the song just leads into High for This, the very first song. You know, he's ever put out. So he really closed the chapter beautifully and with an amazing story behind it. So that's kind of the themes that I get from this album.
I do want to go back to the Cry For Me music video, as well as the Reflections Lapin song, and we've gotten quite a bit of Cherry in this album, which I don't think any of us was expecting to see. We know
Yeah.
he's a part of EXO. We know that she went on tour with him in Australia. Do you think that he's passing the baton on to her?
I don't know. That's a good theory. I've never really thought of it that way. I do know she's new to the label, of course, so it could just be that he's just trying to immerse her in. But I really loved her features. Her little phone call was really nice. When that happened, I was first thinking, I was like, "Hello, Abel Tesfaye, is that you?" I was like pretending like I was her. And then she was featured in the music video, and I think she looked beautiful in the music video. I love her cameo and like the teardrops just falling down her eye. So, I mean, I love her. So, I hope we get to continue to see more of her. I don't know if that's necessarily him passing it towards her. I don't think he would really pass this on to anybody, if that makes sense. Like, this is the ending for him, for his chapter, for him. So, it's not like it will be carried on, in my opinion. That's how I think of it.
Do you think we'll start to see a lot more of Cherry over the next few years? She's still, as you mentioned, she's still fairly new to EXO. We've seen quite a lot of her in his projects. Do you think we're going to see a lot of her own projects in the next coming years?
I think we will, for sure. She seems like she's on a roll. She's got a lot of energy. I think she's ready to be involved with not only EXO, but like her own self and her music. And, we've seen her in a lot so far. And I just remembered that she was in those pictures for the São Paulo merch drop. She was wearing the merch. So Abel's definitely getting her involved. So I think we definitely will see more of her. And I'm excited for that. She's really awesome.
But moving on from Hurry Up Tomorrow for a minute. It is now 2025, and correct me if I'm wrong,
Wow.
a certain year for a 5-year anniversary of a certain album.
After Hours, the baddie, the original start of this story, right?
So I just want to take it back 5 years ago and ask you, have your thoughts on the album changed since you initially first listened to it?
To After Hours, my feelings have definitely gotten stronger, if that makes sense. That album meant a lot to me because I think I said this in the first season, but it was one of the first albums I really got to experience the true depth and complexity and the story behind it and all the teasers leading up to it. I was very involved and I understood them. And so I really love the album, and now I really love the album because now we have the continuation of After Hours with Dawn FM and Hurry Up Tomorrow, and it really just makes After Hours shine more because the original character was Abel going through these casinos and getting beat up, and he was so bloody, and it was insane what was happening. But now we understand why, because we have the connection points. But it will always be, the first part of this trilogy, and the songs on it are phenomenal. I mean, it's way too late. I love that song. And then Escape from LA. Now we have Take Me Back to LA. So, like, I love the connections between the albums. And then Snow Child kind of reminds me a little bit of like Reflections Laughing in a way. There's so many connections, and I love that. It also has Blinding Lights on it, a huge global phenomenal song that blew up the world for real.
Do you think, as of recently, Hurry Up Tomorrow has surpassed After Hours in, I believe, first week sales by a lot? Do you think Hurry Up Tomorrow has the chance to surpass After Hours as, like, the fan favourite? Or do you think After Hours will always remain the album that the EXO community loves?
I mean, it will always hold a special place in our hearts, that's definitely for sure. I will say from the reactions that I've been seeing from the EXO community that Hurry Up Tomorrow does have potential for sure. And like I told you, it could be my favorite album of the weekend. I have to say that. Honestly, like, that's my true feelings. And it's kind of weird to say that because I never thought there would be another album that would be so powerful and make me feel that way. But I think For me, I just love the story behind it. And I'll keep saying that. The story is amazing. And the way that he crafted that story was so well thought out. Like, super well thought out. He knew what he was doing. And that just makes the album 10 times better. So, yeah, there's potential. It's like, After Hours is amazing. But Hurry Up Tomorrow is just bringing the weekend to a close, literally. And that's just kind of crazy to say even now, like even though we've known that Abel was going to go get rid of The Weeknd, it's just like, wow, okay, the album's out, he's really done with The Weeknd, which is wild. I'm still in shock about that.
Do you think Hurry Up Tomorrow exceeded expectations in terms of finishing off this story? We know the story of After Hours, we know the story of Dawn FM. Do you think Hurry Up Tomorrow successfully followed in those footsteps and finishing this story off?
For me, definitely, 100%. I mean, people have been complaining that his teasers haven't been as great for this album, which is, I mean, semi-true. He could have maybe brought a little more, but the teasers that he has put out, I really enjoy the little clips of the songs way before we even got them, with the little music videos of Baby Abel. I mean, I love Baby Abel. That's so cool. And side note, Baby Abel did freak me out on the end of Jimmy Kimmel's performance when he was just sitting there like clapping after I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I got like the shivers. And then he starts running and Abel's chasing him. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is crazy. But yeah. Yeah. I don't even remember what I was saying.
You're talking about Baby Abel.
Baby Abel. Yeah. So Baby Abel's an important part of Hurry Up Tomorrow. We love him. He's featured in a lot of music videos so far. Hope we get to see some more. Hopefully he doesn't rip his face off again. I didn't really like that particularly. But I love the concept of Baby Abel, because your child self is your true innocence. And if you can keep a part of that innocence for the rest of your life, that's such a beautiful thing. And I think that's what Abel's trying to do here, is like, I'm kind of taking a piece of my childhood that was special to me and put that into me now and into his future music that he will write without the title of The Weeknd.
Couldn't have thought of a better way to put it. I believe there is another anniversary that we have to celebrate this year. Let me just check
Let's check on that.
before I just say it. I just need to double check. Just get a VAR. Is that right?
Yeah. Beauty behind.
Beauty Behind the Madness turns 10 this year in
Maybe.
August. So again, I'll ask you the same question I asked for After Hours. Have your thoughts on this album changed since you first heard it?
I mean, they definitely have changed, but I was so young when that album was out. It was actually the first album I heard by The Weeknd in 2015. And that was actually my anniversary too, 10 years of loving The Weeknd. Ah, that's so cool. But I was young, so I didn't understand the songs and the depth and complexity as I do now. My favorite song is on that album, Angel, and it still is my favorite song to this day. So nothing has beat that yet. But yeah, my thoughts have slightly changed. I don't have such a strong opinion as I do with the more recent songs, just because I'm older now and I'm understanding in more depth. But that is such an amazing album. And his hair was phenomenal. That's like true Abel right there, is that pineapple hairdo, which I low-key kind of miss, but I know he'll never go back to that. But he was rocking that. Like, not many people can rock a hairstyle like that. So good for him. But yeah, I love that album. Love it.
It's an incredible album. It's just such a shame that it had the worst feature on it. I'm not
What, who is that in your opinion?
gonna. We're not
Well,
gay.
come on, tell the
No,
viewers.
we discussed this many times on season one, but we all know who is. I'm not gonna bring it back up. But I would
Okay.
transition this into a new segment brought to you by EXO Takeover called This or That. So I'm going to read to you some titles of each of these albums, and you have to pick which one
Okay.
you prefer. So we're going to kick it off with Alone Again or Real Life.
Real life.
Okay, Losers or Too Late.
Too late.
Tell Your Friends or Hardest to Love.
Well, that's hard. Tell your friends.
Okay, often or scared to live?
Often, that was the first song I ever heard by him.
Snow Child or The Hills?
Well, this is gonna stump me. I'll say The Hills, I listen to it more.
Fair enough. Acquainted or Escape from LA?
Oh gosh. Escape from LA.
Fair enough. Heartless or Can't Feel My Face?
Heartless.
Shameless.
More energy.
Faith.
Faith.
Blinding Lights or Earned It?
Blinding Lights. Remember what I said on season one? Earned It's not my jam. I love the song. Hold on. I don't want haters now. Hold on. I love Earned It. You know, I heard it at the club the other day. The DJ played it and I was like, wait, this is actually kind of like really good. But then I was like, well, I can't listen to it that much. So I'll still be a little bit of a hater. A little bit.
Do you want to talk about the club, actually, now that you mentioned it?
That was such a cool experience. I honestly wasn't even expecting that at all. I was just scrolling through Instagram and I got an advertisement for the weekend night, and I'm like, oh cool, that's probably in LA. No, it's in Atlanta. And I'm like, okay, so you're telling me I have to go. So I did. It was only $15. I mean, I couldn't believe that. That's really cheap. And the parking was only $20. So I was like, this is the best thing ever. And the DJ that was playing, I don't even know his name. I wish I knew, but he was so good. He was a real EXO. Like, he knew all the songs. He played the oldies. He played Kissland. He played Trilogy. He played King of the Fall. But he also played the hits, of course, for the people that maybe didn't know so much. And it was still super fun. I don't even know how many people were there. Maybe 300. I don't know. There was a lot of people. So it was crowded. And another thing he did was he put like a screen above it. So he would play the music video for every song if it did have one. And if he didn't, he would play like Hurry Up Tomorrow, like visualizers or whatever. He knew what he was doing. It was awesome. And then he let people up on the stage at the end. I was going to go, but I was wearing heels and my feet were hurting so bad. So I didn't want to trip on stage and embarrass myself. But I had so much fun. I think I stayed there for 3 hours. Listening to The Weeknd, and I would have stayed longer, but it was 1:30 in the morning, and I had, well, it was a Friday. I was going to say I had class the next day, but I didn't. But I was just tired wearing those heels, to be honest with you. That was a big mistake. And he just kept playing. I honestly don't know what time he stopped. He played from 10 p.m., maybe 2 or 3 in the morning, which is so awesome. And he also said that this was the first time they ever did The Weeknd night. And I was like, okay, with this turnout, he better do it again, and I'll be there.
Maybe EXO Takeover will have to do a weekend night as well.
Yes, yes, please.
I have mentioned it before. I don't know if I've mentioned it on here. I have mentioned it before to someone else. I think it was Abel.
Mm-hmm.
So, about doing an EXO night, either in the UK or I come over to the USA to do an EXO.
Hey, I would go to the one in the US. You know, I'd be there.
Yeah, I guess we'll just have to see. But I would love to do one of them. I definitely will do one in the UK this year. And then maybe.
Yay!
Maybe USA soon. Soon.
Okay. Okay. Show some love to the US.
Yes. But in terms of questions, I have just one left before we get into your topic.
Okay.
What do you want to see from Abel going forward?
Ooh. That's a tricky question. Again, a lot of people said, oh, The Weeknd's not making music anymore. We know that's not true. So he's gonna come out with something next. And honestly, I can't even comprehend what that would be, what kind of sound he would go, or even storyline per se. I don't know what he's gonna do. I'm excited for whatever he does. I am excited to go on his tour. He is going on tour in the US. Yay! I got tickets, guys. I'm so excited. Not on floor this time, but, you know, I'm still going to enjoy the show, literally. But yeah, for him next, I'm just ready for him to be his true, authentic self without a character behind him. I think that'll be really exciting to see what kind of style of music he puts out after this. But of course, I'm going to support him in whatever he does, except for if he murders somebody, of course. But I'm really excited. Just excited for what's to come.
Do you think Abel has the chance to exceed The Weeknd?
Potentially, but I can't say for sure because The Weeknd has had a really good run. with everything that's been put out and all the hits. So, and he is getting older. We gotta be real. His birthday's coming up. Happy birthday. But,
You're too
you
late
know, he.
for that. This episode's not coming out till way past then.
Happy late birthday when this comes out.
You're behind. That was this.
Dang. Dang it, I'm sorry.
Bro, this season starts on his birthday. You're way behind.
My gosh, I'm gonna look like such an idiot. Anyways, whatever. Happy late birthday. It's right now in current time, it's not his birthday. So, to be fair, I'm valid, okay?
Okay.
What was I saying?
I don't even know at this point.
Yeah, okay. Can Abel exceed The Weeknd? Potentially, but he is getting older, and so he made more. Be more transitioned into like being an actor and focusing on that. So we'll just have to see what's to come.
I will be here waiting. I think there's gonna be a while, but we'll be here waiting. But in terms of questions, that is it for this episode. So, in traditional style, I'm gonna hand it over to you, Holly, and you can let us know your top five EXO songs and why.
Okay, guys, I gotta be original, so I'm not gonna go with the exact same songs I did last time. But you all know Angel's still number one. It always will be, I think. So yeah, that's one. Two, we're gonna switch it up. I'm gonna take a song from the new album, Cry For Me. I love that song, and I was not expecting that type of song to be on Hurry Up Tomorrow, and he's just like the beat on that song is so good. Like, I can't stop listening to it, it'll never get old, to be honest. In the car, it goes really good, like with full volume up. I'm gonna stick with Tears in the Rain just because OG Kisslin, I love that song. Like I sang last time, they all feel the same, love it. And then for number four, we're gonna go with King of the Fall, so not The Fall, but King of the Fall. That song is just, it goes so hard. Like, the DJ played it, and I was like, oh my God! And everybody knew the lyrics too, and I was like, wow, we got some real OG EXOs in here. So that song will always be a classic. I make all the dims swallow. And then lastly, we got Sacrifice, because I feel like all these songs kind of have a similar vibe. I kind of like the more hype songs by Abel, just like as my favorites, per se. So, Sacrifice, your love for more of the night. Yeah, that still goes really hard in the car to this day. So, I love that song. Love to sing that song. So, those are my top five, not 10, for now.
Amazing, as always. I love hearing everyone's top five. That's the whole point
Yeah.
in this question, in this show. What is everyone's top five? 'Cause it's so. No, we all know these songs, but everyone's top five is so different. This is why I love
Yeah.
asking that question. What's your top five? What's your top five? So different to mine.
Can I spin it back on you? Can I spin it back on you? Like, what's your top five?
As of right now, my top five's always changing. I swear you asked me this last time as well.
I did? No, I don't think I did.
I swear you did. Someone must have. I mean, as of right now, I'm gonna need a minute. Wait. Big Sleep. House of Balloons, Glass Table Girls, obviously,
Of course, yes.
gotta represent.
Yes, love it.
Take My Breath. The Extender.
Hot take, okay.
Reflections Laughing. Is it Reflection? No, sorry. Baptized in Fear. Not Reflections Laughing.
Okay,
Baptized.
that's a good one. Yeah.
Number five, Hurry Up Tomorrow, just because it makes me cry.
It does, doesn't it? It's so sad.
I cried. I think I even told you when we was listening to it when it came out. I cried three times to that song.
It's so like sad and but such a good way to end the story at the same time.
It's honestly so beautiful. I think we spoke about it in a.
Heartwarming,
Yeah.
heartwarming, yeah.
And we spoke about it in a past episode that it's like Purple Rain. Like that song.
That's loud.
I do want to finish this with saying, we are now halfway through season two. So What are your thoughts on EXO Takeover Season 2 as of now? We're halfway through it.
I mean, I'm so excited that there's another season and the season's coming back better than ever. And I love the lineup. Everybody's amazing on the lineup. I just want to say shout out to every EXO creator out there too, because everybody is so talented. No matter what amount of followers you have, the talent I've seen in this community is just phenomenal. Everybody has their own strengths, and presenting that in, a form of the weekend is super cool, especially the artwork. Shout out everybody that draws and paints. That's so cool. Love seeing like the visualizers come together in different ways. But yeah, EXO Takeover is coming back and taking over for real. So excited about this season just because we have a new album out and everybody has their own opinions about the album, especially early on. So I'm really excited to see what everybody has to say and to watch all the episodes. And so should everybody watching this watch all the episodes.
And then finally, what do you want to see from EXO Takeover going forwards?
That's a good question. A different software recording platform. No, but for real, I think you're doing great so far. Maybe some, I mean, I don't know who the special guest is, but some cool special guests. It would be cool one day to get somebody like from the EXO label up on this podcast. I feel like that's kind of like the ultimate goal, right? So if we could get somebody, if anybody's listening, hop on EXO Takeover. But yeah, I love EXO Takeover. It's been such an amazing journey from when I learned about it last year to now, and I'm just ready to see it continue to grow.
Well, you heard her. We need to keep growing. So make sure you subscribe, like, share, tell everyone. Know where to find us. We'll be here. New episodes every Sunday with special guests right here.
EXO.